The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Megillah about the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, the 24 books of Tanakh. In fact, in Chazal, there was a discussion whether we know Chanukah, Chanukah, Hey, it never made it to the 25th. There was even debate during Chanukah on Purim. In fact, I think when they found the different scrolls, Megillah Esther wasn't there. So it wasn't the way we assume that Purim is, Megillah Esther is included in the 25 books of Tanakh. So the Rambam writes that 24 books of Tanakh are asidim in the future, they're going to become batal, nullified. Chutz, except for the 5 books of Moses, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Umegillah Esther, and the scroll of Esther. So it's very difficult. It's not the Rambam Chazal. It's not just the Rambam, but the Rambam codifies this. It's a very difficult Rambam to understand. Like, what do you mean? What's going to happen to the 18 other books? We know the Rambam himself says the Torah doesn't change. How can we go from 24 books down to 6 and we don't care about the other 18? And as well, we see Rashi quotes and they bring down that to be a Talmud Chacham, you got to know the 24 books of Tanakh. How is that going to change? Because Rashi writes, when he talks about in Parashas Kisisa, Kechaloso, when God was teaching the Torah. So Kala, it's a play on words. It's like a Kala, or becomes as 24 Takshitim, 24 different types of jewelry, clothes. So too, a Talmud Chacham needs to be with 24 takshitim, i.e. the 24 books. So what do you mean? It's asidim levatel. So the Gedolei Achronim point out, Rav Sadek, Rav Hutner, others, that, what does it mean? Of course, the 18 books of Tanakh are not going to become batel. What does it mean, batel? It's a very technical issue. Is we know there are different levels. There's Tanakh, and there's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. So the 5 books of Moses are clearly have their own status. Torah Shebapeh, the Gemara, has its own status. And the Shaila is, what about Nach, Divrei Kabbalah? Is that a Divrei Torah dummy? Is that Rabbanan? What is the status of Nach? In other words, does Nach have a din of Torah Shebiksav or Torah Shebapeh? Of course, it has both aspects. But which one is the Iker? That's why Rav Hutner points out, we see in the Birkas HaFtorah, first we say Ashabachar bin Neviim Tovim, and then we end Abocha about Torah of Moshe Avdo. We're talking about Nachir. Why are we talking about Torah Avdo? Because there's 2 aspects. It's still considered that Talishu. Could I learn? Because you're not supposed to learn Torah Shabbiksav by heart. Could I learn Nachadar? What happened if I just read the Nach and don't understand it? So the Nafkamin is whether it's labeled Torah Shabbiksav or not. But the Rambam's not saying, Chazal aren't saying that batel are no longer going to be relevant anymore. They're going to lose their status of Torah Shebiksav. But of course they're going to remain Torah Shebaalpeh. You were still going to learn these books. In fact, that's what we know. Chazal tell us there are 48 in the Neviim. That's it, there are only 48 in the Neviim? No, there are thousands of Neviim. So how come only these Neviim got put into the Nach? Because Neviim Shehutzuchu Adoros, a Navi, that was something that was relevant for that time, they put down. But the other Nevuas are still Torah, it says Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's what it means. It's laws to the Batel, not that it's like the laws of Avelis. So it's a mourning the Beis HaMikdash, when we're going to have Binyan by Yishlishi, so it's still going to remain Torah, but it's not going to be part of our daily life, our Shulchan Aruch, because we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash and there won't be Churban HaBayis. So that's what the Yisod is here. So when the Machlokes is whether Nach is Torah Shebaalpeh, Torah Shebiksav, everyone agrees that both. The question is, which is the Iker? So that's what they point out here. That's what the Rambam means, that the Torah, Megillas Esther and the Torah, they'll remain Torah Shebiksav, but the rest of them will also be Torah. They'll be Torah Shebaalpeh. And Purim, there's a medrash, we know there's an apparent contradiction, because on one hand the Torah says Naseh v'Nishma. On the other hand, the Gemara tells us in Peches and Shabbos, Kofen also Kahar Kegigas, that the Jewish people accepted the Torah B'Kfiyah. So how do we reconcile? So I think it's the Medrash Tanchuma or some answer, depends. Torah Shabbat, they said Nasa B'Nishma, but Torah Shabbat Peh, that's much harder to keep. That's had to be Kofen on. And in fact, that's what Reb Tzadok, so it is, we see that the mysterious nefesh of Gerim, like B'nai Banim Shohaman, Lamdu Torah B'nai Brak, that the Yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh is founded on Gerim, on converts. That man Torah, Torah Shabbat Ksav, that was only Yidden. But the Torah Kimo V'Kibbu, Torah Shabbat Peh, that the Yisod is, who's the Yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh? Rabbi Akiva. The world was desolate until Rabbi Akiva came along. Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Gerim. Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, he was a descendant of Gerim. Yisro, he got a Hosef Parsha, he got his own Torah Parsha. And that's the Yisod, B'nei Banav Shel Haman, because when it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, it takes a lot of work, and therefore that's the Yisod, that the, even though the 24 books, 18 will be Nisbato, they're not going to be Nisbato or Gamri, this loses the status of Torah Shebeksav, but of course they'll remain Torah Shebeksav. It'll be no different than the Nevi'im, the other Nevi'im that weren't written down.